Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, one of the feistiest district court races in the state. It's Department 9 in Washoe County, the combatants Cal Dunlap and Scott Freeman. Plus, on the Power Pundit panel today, Todd Taxpayer Bailey, Andy Barbano, and Chip Evans. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Introducing local businessman David Ward for Reno City Council at Large.
My wife Shannon and I met here as undergrads. Our daughter also graduated from Nevada, and she plans to raise her family here too. And that's no surprise considering what a great place this is. Now I'm running for City Council to help make Reno even better and more prosperous. I invite you to visit my website to see my ideas and to share some of yours. I'm David Ward, and I approve this message. Go Pack!
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, one of the highest-profile district court judge races in the state is between Cal Dunlap, former Washoe County DA and high-profile attorney, and Judge Scott Freeman, former high-profile attorney and for 17 years host of the Reno TV show Lawyers, Guns, and Money, and was appointed by the governor to this post. Pleasure to have you both here on the program.
Thank you.
And we've arranged a format here. For each question and a 30-second rebuttal. Let's start out with you, Cal. I moderated the debate with you guys, the Washoe County Bar Association. Closing moments of that debate, you brought up the shooting of family court judge Chuck Weller and Judge Freeman's role in that case as an attorney. Enlighten the voters on where you were at. This was the Darren Mack case.
Yes, Mr. Freeman has indicated that for many years he's pursued the goal of becoming a district court judge. And I was quite puzzled because lawyers make their choices as to who they will represent. And I was quite puzzled that my opponent would choose, when that's his career path, to represent someone who murdered his wife and then went and shot a judge.
Mr. Freeman?
Well, I think my opponent has a lot of brass, even bringing it up. Him and I, for years, have done the same thing. We have represented individuals that against the government, and he does that, I do that. He's represented high-profile people. He represented the individual that stole thousands and thousands of dollars from John Esquaga's Nugget. Early in his career, he represented an individual that killed a jogger over at Mayberry and got in probation. He's done criminal cases. I've done criminal cases. But that's where our similarities end. What makes us different is our community service. I've been a member of the Children's Cabinet for over 10 years. I've worked Reno Rotary. I've worked with Special Olympics. I am in the community. And so when I tell everyone that this has been a long-term goal, it has been a long-term goal for me to be on the bench to give back to the community. And I've shown that by the work I've done in the community. So we've done the same thing. But that's where our similarities are different.
Okay, Mr. Dunlap, you got 30 seconds to rebut.
There's a world of difference between representing someone who shoots a judge when that's your ambition versus representing, as I did, as he indicated, a man that got probation for falling asleep and running into a jogger. A tragedy, but he got probation. I've never represented the kinds of criminals that my opponent has, and to make that comparison is silly. Particularly in the context of responding to your question about shooting, representing someone who shot a judge.
Judge Freeman, you took a not-so-subtle shot at Mr. Dunlap's age. He is 70 years of age, by talking about what you want to accomplish over multiple terms. Explain your position.
Well, first of all, one of the reasons that I wanted to become judge and I got appointed by the governor is because I want to make this the completion of my career. There's going to be a tremendous turnover in Washoe County, I believe, on our judiciary. And the community needs a strong judiciary, a judiciary where a judge can serve more than just 2 years or 6 years. I'm planning to commit to the next 25 years with my particular age and my determination and my energy and my judicial temperament. And I can provide that to the community. The governor believed it. He appointed me. I'm proud to serve. I've been on the bench now for 6 months, and I've been doing the job that the citizens expect me to do.
You have 60 seconds to respond.
Well, nobody else applied for the position, and I didn't apply because I did not want to be appointed and spend my time running for office rather than fulfilling the obligations of the office. As far as my energy is concerned, my sweetheart of 34 years can tell you she's 12 years younger than I am. She says I'm the energizer bunny. I'm very healthy, and I'm committed to a long-term commitment as well to the judiciary. The difference is I have the experience. My opponent has had minimal experience in the civil arena, and I have done all of the complex cases without getting cases through being on television.
All right, you've got 30 seconds to rebut.
Well, it's completely untrue. First of all, he didn't apply for the job because he didn't want it. He told the Washoe County Bar Association just 2 weeks ago that he would be fine if he didn't get this position. He said that his practice was just doing fine and he didn't really want it. He also waited to the last minute to file for office. It was a second thought for my opponent. And last but not least, he could have easily gone for the appointment. He chose not to because he really doesn't want the job. I want the job, and that's why I've dedicated myself to the citizens in terms of what I've done so far.
All right, let's take a break. More Without Debate with former District Attorney Cal Dunlap and Judge Scott Freeman right after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Today, I had a core biopsy done of my breast because of suspicions of cancer. For him to take that position, that I should have to pay for that myself. I don't think that I should be at the mercy of insurance companies or Dean Heller.
Majority PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is South Reno's new hotspot to meet friends and relax in our lounge. Sip handcrafted cocktails, chilled martinis, and world-class wines. Dine on sizzling signature fillets, ribeyes, and prime New York steaks. Fresh seafood and homemade desserts. North of the Summit Mall on South Virginia, the Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our debate with Cal Dunlap, former Washoe County DA and high-profile attorney, and Judge Scott Freeman, also a former high-profile attorney. They're running for district court judge in Washoe County. This question goes to Cal Dunlap. Given that both of you have worked as trial attorneys, you have surely made enemies along the way. How will you handle it when they appear before you if you're elected?
Well, I have great integrity. Everybody knows that. I have the experience to be objective. Yes, I've taken on the big boys. I did a 2-year grand jury investigation into political corruption. I was hired to go down to Las Vegas to do the same thing for nearly 2 years by the Attorney General's office. And so I have no problem with dealing with people who are powerful or who have influence. I am not endorsed by or have not been supported by special interest groups or by lobbyists, as contrasted with my opponent.
But you have been endorsed by Dick Gamek,
Washington County District Attorney. Yes, an individual.
Okay. Well, he's also district attorney. Mr. Freeman, you have 60 seconds.
Well, I've also been endorsed by the District Attorneys Association by way of its president, Mark Jackson. But what's unique about in answering your question is, you know, when you say you have enemies, when you're a judge, you put aside any potential bias or prejudice you have to be fair and impartial. And being appointed by the governor, being on the bench as the Washoe County District Court judge, I've done that in the last 6 months I've been on the bench. I haven't had a lot of enemies that I'm aware of, but you know when that happens, and you have a duty to recuse yourself and get off the bench. But I've been endorsed by 7 different agencies that my opponent and I have gone against. He's 7. I'm 7-0. No one has endorsed him. I have the physicians, all of law enforcement, organized labor, the Builders Association, Sheriff Haley, both mayors, Cashel and Martini. And my opponent went for all of those endorsements, and they all picked me. The reason being is because they examined our qualifications, they examined our background, our desire, our individuality.
And that's time there. You get 30 seconds to rebut.
The reason I've not been endorsed by any of those interests is because I refuse to make any commitment to their agendas, irrespective of what they are. And my opponent is wrong. He went before the Chamber of Commerce and sought their endorsement. They followed my suggestion that such entities should not be endorsing in a nonpartisan race, that we should be independent, we should be there without commitment to any particular view or agenda.
And
my opponent.
That's time right there.
Okay.
All right. Next question goes to you, Scott. When you have someone appear in front of you and you know that you can't be impartial, how will you handle that?
That's a fairly easy call. When there's either a conflict or an appearance of impropriety, and I feel that I cannot hear the case fairly and impartially, I'll recuse myself immediately. I've had that occasion. One time I had a client, former client, that actually had a case before me, and of course you immediately recuse in those circumstances. Anytime there's an appearance of impropriety, it's really a gut feeling after disclosure in terms of how you feel about a particular case. And so if I ever had a conflict like that, I would immediately recuse myself and send it to another department.
Okay, you get 60 seconds.
That's amazing. Judge Freeman refused to recuse himself in a pending case where I'm counsel, and that certainly creates an appearance of impropriety. Then he was out putting up signs with one of the members of the firm that had the case pending on the other side. So to suggest that where there's an appearance of impropriety, he would recuse himself, I think any lawyer, and certainly the public too, would think that that's an appearance of impropriety.
Okay. Ms. Freeman, you have a chance to respond.
Well, thank you. I would expect my opponent would know the law, and I'm surprised that he doesn't. First of all, he failed to mention to you that Judge Barry, an independent district court judge in our jurisdiction, took a look at his challenge after I did not get off the case, because quite frankly, I have no bias against Mr. Dunlap. And she reviewed it and made an order that I should remain on the case. Case closed. Besides that, the law is that you don't recuse yourself just because you have an opponent. It's It's the judge's feeling whether or not they can be fair and impartial. And I'm disappointed that he doesn't know the law on that, because the judge did serve the order on him.
And we got to call time there. Okay, we've got one last question for you. We'll start with Cal Dunlap, and I'm going to put you down to 45 seconds here so that we can give you a chance for a closing statement. Would you favor or oppose a system in which all sentencing decisions were routinely reported in local newspapers indexed by the name of the judge?
I made a comment contrary to what counsel said, judge said. I did not say I did not want the job. I made the commitment that if after 2 years I was not highly rated as a judge, I would not seek another term. So that's my view there. By the way, the case that he mentioned is not closed. We asked for reconsideration by Judge Berry on grounds that she was not aware of.
Okay, do you want to respond to the question? Would you favor or oppose a system in which all sentencing decisions were routinely reported in local newspapers and indexed by the name of the judge?
Absolutely.
You've got 20 seconds.
Absolutely.
Okay. Scott?
Yes, I'd be in favor of that, too. I think being a judge should be transparent. Courtrooms are open to the public, and I'm very proud of the decisions and the reasons that I've made my decisions, so I'm very much in favor of that as well. Courtrooms should be transparent.
And you get 30 seconds to rebut.
I have no rebuttal of that. I think that, performance of judges should be carefully scrutinized. As a matter of fact, the appointment of judges or the election of judges should be preceded, in my view, by the candidates being selected by the Bar Association without any lobbying going on, because the lawyers are the ones who know who are the honest people and who are the best people, not the politicians.
And this is where I have to call time. I'm going to give you 30 seconds apiece to sum up here.
Thank you very much. Well, first of all, thanks for letting me be here. There's a number of different reasons why I hope the voters select me. Number one, my desire for the job. I've proven myself on the bench since I've been on there, and as I said before, my opponent has indicated that he doesn't need the job. He's a successful law practice. He said that before, and it's published in the Reno Gazette Journal. I want the job. I have worked hard for the job, and after being appointed, I hope the voters see that through.
And that's where we've got to call time.
I'm always a little suspicious of somebody who wants a political position too badly. That was my point in stating that I'm in this race to give back, to go back into the system where I began, and to improve the system, not to advance my political career.
And that's where we have to leave it. Gentlemen, thank you very much. Best of luck on Election Day. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
It's the Super Sale at Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. You won't believe the incredible selection of great-looking Lazy Boy furniture, now at Super Savings. You'll find unbeatable values on tempting recliners and spectacular prices on a wide range of sofa styles, with more amazing deals throughout the store, plus special financing available. For a super selection at Super Savings you won't find anywhere else, don't miss the Super Sale. Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably. Why are people smiling all over the city of Reno? It's because they've discovered Absolute Dental's affordable quality. Absolute Dental will help you and your family get the whiter, straighter, and healthier smiles you've all been looking for. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable so you'll never have to put off taking care of your teeth again. Now that's something to smile about. Just go to any Absolute Dental location right now or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
These appliances could have been made here in America, but a company called Global Tech maximized profits by paying its workers next to nothing under sweatshop conditions in China. When Mitt Romney led Bain, they saw Global Tech as a good investment, even knowing that the firm promoted its practice of exploiting low-wage labor to its investors. Mitt Romney, tough on China? Since when?
Play at Bodine's and Carson Valley Inn Casinos during the $150,000 Break the Bank giveaway. Over 700 winners are guaranteed to take home cash and free play October 1st through November 21st. Bodine's and Carson Valley Inn Casinos, your places to play and win.
Workers' compensation laws can be tricky, and the way some insurance adjusters adjust the claims can make it even trickier. I'm Herb Santos, Jr. If you have questions regarding your rights, call me for a free personal consultation. In my office, I help injured people. I work for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Todd Taxpayer Bailey is here, publisher of Stealth Reporter. Chip Evans is the host of Get Real America on KJFK Radio. And Andy Barbano is editor of NevadaLabor.com. Pleasure to have you all here. We are taping this the morning after the debate. I was expecting at least American Idol, if not a cage fight. What did we see last night?
We saw a couple of professionals who had a lot of facts and figures, and I thought presented them pretty well. No knockout punches, but that's kind of been the Romney campaign is very slow and steady, but the president handled himself well. I think we'll see that heat up a little bit more in the next two debates. I think the big highlight, however, is going to be the vice presidential debate. That's the one I want to watch because I want to see Vice President Biden.
I want to talk about last night. So 50 million Americans tuned into the first debate. If you look at history, you're not going to see that many people turning into the second debate. This one did not really get into the people who haven't made their minds up yet. And I've been referring to them, I'm afraid, as, you know, if you haven't made up your mind at this point, certainly in the presidential race, mm-hmm. then you must be part of that sliver group called the stupid, okay? Yeah. And this was such a wonky debate.
Yeah,
it was not aimed at the general public.
It was wonky. It was boring. I think Mr. Romney scored some points with his base. You know, there were certainly some people in the conservative side that said this guy just doesn't have the gumption to be running for this thing. His campaign's off the rails. And certainly, in the big picture of things, President Obama was running away with the thing. And Romney will get a little bump momentarily here, but it was certainly not a decider for anybody or the election.
You know, the leading Democratic folks, people like Chris Matthews, Bill Maher, Michael Moore, were all mortified at the performance of the president.
These guys didn't know what they were looking at. I'm a little older than most of those guys, and I remember when Muhammad Ali perpetrated the rumble in the jungle. This was rope-a-dope. President Obama kicked back and let Romney punch himself out. But those who said Obama was taken aback by some of Romney's positions were certainly correct. President Obama came to debate Mitt Romney, and he ended up debating Bill Clinton, because last night Mitt Romney turned into a flaming liberal Democrat.
Your thoughts, Mr. Bailey?
I didn't see that. I actually listened to it, so parts of it, so I didn't see their faces. But what I heard was, I think, probably not very exciting for most people. There weren't any big knockout punches.
You mean Simpson Bowles isn't on everybody's mind?
Yeah, right. I mean, that's what it was really about. But for those of us who are interested in this, you know, the topics they're discussing, they really got down to a lot of granular levels.
But is that what a debate is all about? When you are trying to get people to come over to your side, aren't you supposed to at least get close to delivering the knockout punch?
I think you're right. When you talk about that sliver of voters that haven't decided, but these two also have to be very careful not to say something that's going to turn away the people they already have, because this race is so close.
And Romney did that to his base. Bill Clinton could have been on the other sitting in for Romney last night. Mitt Romney took liberal positions, just like Bill Clinton took conservative positions to beat Bob Dole in 1996. It was Dick Morris triangulation that Mitt Romney was pulling, and I don't think it's going to go down too well with his base.
Jim Lehrer.
Well, they're not going to vote for Obama.
Hang on a second here. Jim Lehrer. It's time to get off the bus. I mean, he was the worst moderator I have ever seen. He didn't lose control. He never had any control. I think the next debate that the moderator should have mic buttons so that they can cut people's mics when it comes to time. We just did a debate here. I told the people what the times were going to be and when they were starting to get off the rails. I said time, and we moved on.
I thought Lehrer let them fight pretty good.
Yeah, you know, Todd made an interesting point inadvertently, and that's that, you know, listening to it and watching it were two different things.
I think he just smacked him upside the head.
He didn't mean to. But listening and watching it were two different things. The truth is,
yeah,
you know,
it always is.
You know, Mitt came across as aggressive and strong, and the president, you know, was a little more cautious and reserved. But the other thing is that Romney, in this aggressive thing, just bowled over Jim Lehrer in a way that actually was pretty off-putting, I thought.
Well, they both did. I mean, you know, the president, you know, had 5 seconds. He went on for another 2 minutes.
But they all smiled at it at the end of it. But Lehrer was begging, please stop. I asked you to stop.
Romney made...
hang on a second. Yeah. Do you think at the next debate that Candy Crowley is going to take any guff from these two? I mean, she'll come from behind that podium and smack them if they go long. I mean, I've been watching Candy Crowley Petroli, a long time. Got a lot of respect for her.
That would make for very interesting television. I would want to watch that. Romney, you've had this happen to you a couple of times, Sam. Romney showed himself to be a bit of a control freak, where he jumped on Jim Lehrer and tried to take over the moderator's chair himself. I've seen a couple of people try to do that to you, and you've handled it well. But they come off as control freaks. Jim Rogers, Jill Derby, and they don't acquit themselves well when they try to do that.
You know, within the
I'm not sure that I would take either of those examples, but I would certainly agree with you that others in the past have
honestly,
taken that.
Gentlemen, you're kind of starting to sound a little nervous. I don't know what that. I mean, I don't know.
Nervous?
Yeah, you're picking apart, you know, kind of Romney's bullying and stuff like that. But you're really not talking about what the things he said or the issues they brought up. And a lot of people are right.
They
get some good hits against the president last night, as wonky as it was.
But that was the big problem. Too wonky to hit that sliver. We'll see.
Probably.
Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout. I'm taking these guys to task.
Dean Heller, Wall Street's favorite senator. Heller voted to protect tax breaks for Wall Street corporations that move American jobs to India and China. And for Wall Street millionaires, another massive tax cut. But for Nevada middle-class families, Heller voted to raise taxes. And he turned Medicare into a voucher program, which would increase out-of-pocket costs by $6,400. Dean Heller. Breaks for Wall Street millionaires, bad for Nevada families. The Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee is responsible for the content of this advertising.
My fellow Nevadans, the doors of democracy are wide open. This year, you can register to vote online at registertovotenv.gov. All you need is 5 minutes, your DMV-issued ID to register online. Together, we can lift this great state to the top floor.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Holly.
Are you working on that elevator speech again, Ross?
You never know who you're going to run into.
The online deadline is October 6th.
Hey, James, can you grab the Social Security disability file for Maria Thompson?
Sure. She was denied, wasn't she?
Again and again. It's the same old story.
Shocking.
It's how the system works.
Your Social Security disability was denied again and again. That's how the system works. But we know how to make the system work for you. David Allen and Associates. Talk to the right people. I'm David Allen.
Prices are falling sales event only at Internet Auto Rent and Sales. Cars that were $15,000, now $10,000. SUVs that were $20,000, now $15,000. Trucks that were $25,000, now $20,000. Internet even has vehicles starting at $999. Prices are falling on our entire inventory. Zero money down and interest rates at an all-time low 1.10%. And get a guaranteed $4,000 push, pull, or drag. Prices are falling only at Internet Auto Rent and Sales.
Grocery outlet, they sell the brands you love.
The brands you love, the brands you know and love. Be the name brand natural foods and organics.
Name brand products on every shelf.
Every aisle.
Every day. At prices up to 50% less than you spend at those big name grocery stores. Things that I know
and love.
Grocery outlet, bargain market.
Coming up on our broadcast next week, Billy Vassiliadis will be here. On politics, it'll be Sean Whaley, gaming with Howard Stutz, and Jim Annis on why there are lots of jobs available, but people aren't qualified. See you on the next broadcast.